This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th. Joffrey.org.
Tensions are high as the school year begins. Some districts have rolled out plans for reopening with in-person instruction and then reverse course by deciding to start remotely. It's created divisions in school communities, and teachers are feeling the pressure. WBEZ's Susie Ahn reports.
At school board meetings this summer, teachers have found themselves at the center of the debate about returning to school. Sometimes comments from the community have been harsh. Here's one from a community member from a Glenview school district about how teachers should be treated.
If you refuse to teach, you should agree to an ankle monitor to be worn, as you should not be allowed to do other activities where your risk of COVID is present.
It was read by a district official, and it went on to say teachers shouldn't get paid if they don't return to school buildings. Teachers like Jessica Lapka said those comments hurt.
Feels so undervalued, and like nobody goes into teaching to make money. Nobody goes into teaching to hurt kids or to deny them of the things that they need.
Those Glenview elementary and middle schools have started, and for the first few weeks, they will be remote. These tensions are playing out in many districts. Teachers have held car caravan rallies in support of remote learning, including the Chicago Teachers Union. A video shared on social media showed a bystander yelling that teachers take money and demand more money. At board meetings across the Chicago area and on social media, some have questioned why grocery clerks can return to their jobs, but teachers are unwilling. The Trump administration also recently declared teachers essential workers in a push toward in-person learning, though the label is only advisory. Jessica Lapka says it's unfair to say teachers aren't working hard enough if they aren't in school buildings. She's a special education teacher, and she said she made home visits to check on kids who weren't logging in during the spring.
But the personal side of it was my husband pulling out his hair, trying to keep the kids quiet while I'm on, you know, Zoom call after Zoom call for meetings, or I'm trying to teach a class.
Even though her district started remotely, as a special ed teacher, there is an expectation that she would need to return to the building at some point. She says that's left teachers to decide whether to resign or take leave. She decided to resign to protect her immune-compromised husband and to help her own children with their remote classes. Fellow teacher Robert Glasner says he had considered resigning but ended up staying after being offered a position in the district's all-remote program. He says that's lifted a weight off his shoulders.
I'm focusing 100% of my energy on how do I maximize that experience? Because it's not going to be perfect. No one likes remote learning. Every single teacher I know wants to be back in buildings. But it's not safe to do so right now.
He says the negative message against teachers feels pervasive, and it's affected morale.
If teachers are looked at in such a negative light, you know, other staff members, associates, paraprofessionals, you know, it's a trickle effect that I think affects the entire culture and community.
But Glasner says no matter what, he's going to teach all students to the highest standard. He was heartened by notes of gratitude district families offered to teachers, perhaps because of a particularly tough board meeting. And recently, a group of Catholic school parents spoke out publicly in favor of teachers, calling on the Archdiocese of Chicago to reconsider its reopening plan. Most Catholic schools run by the Archdiocese are opening in person. Glenview parent Netta Nozari understands the frustration all around. Some parents may need to return to work and have few childcare options. And remote learning from the spring was widely unpopular. But she says it serves no purpose to criticize teachers over legitimate concerns over whether schools can really create a safe environment for teachers and students.
The variables are there's just too many. What happens then when somebody gets sick in that class or the teacher gets sick? I mean, it's just, you know, teachers are underpaid as it is and undervalued. And I guess this whole thing really highlights that.
Her son opted into an all-remote program because she is immune-compromised, and they help out her elderly parents. She says now is the time to think communally and to care for others. Susie Ahn, WBEZ News.